perhaps the best game or most close game we expect tonight, aside from the game in front of us. The Brown City Green Devils at 2-4 travel to Harbor Beach at 5-1. And this one is going to come down to the wire, in my opinion.
I completely agree. You took the words right out of my mouth. I have Harbor Beach on upset alert. I still am going to pick them to win, but would not be surprised if Brown City walks on Harbor Beach. They are a very good team. 2-4 is not an appropriate record for how good that football team is.
The Sandusky Redskins at 2-4 at Marlette, who's 1-5.
Sandusky has a better team than 2-4 as well. They're going to beat Marlette quite handily.
Sandusky, of course, lost in overtime to USA in week number 3, I do believe. Ubley against Memphis. Ubley at 5-1, traveling to Memphis, who's 0-6 on the season.
Memphis, no JV team. I expect the Ubley Bearcat JV team to get some work in the entire second half. Look for Ubley to win this one in a very, very wide differential score.
In the land of Reese, the Rockets at 3-3 tonight. Entering tonight, they're hosting the Van Ax Hatchets at 1-5.
I think Reese keeps their very slim playoff hopefuls alive with a win over Bad Axe at home.
Vassar at Cass City. Vassar at 2-4. Cass City at 5-1.
A statement game for Cass City. I certainly think they'll win, but they need to win big. Show teams that they can beat bad teams by a lot and then stay competitive with good teams. Look for Cass City to win.
And, of course, our game of the week in front of us here, our final game of the Gator Thumb Conference, Lakers at USA, and our picks are in already for this one. Dave Hansen has Lakers winning 28-16. Paul P. Adams, Lakers 24-14. And Doug Cole, Lakers 23, USA 21. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, North Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seawing. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seawing. I'm committed to making every visit here at North Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick, and Seawing.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Selling your home can be an emotional process. Even buying can be stressful. That's why Tri-County Realty stands ready to help you. People know Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding what you're looking for. Or if you're selling, Dale has buyers looking. If you haven't found that home, farm, or resort property you've been searching for, let Tri-County Realty do it for you. With years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, let Dale Bolzman do the work for you. Call Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Seawing, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Seawing, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Okay, boys, football's like life. Get in the game.
Frank, why are you talking to the possums?
Sally, I'm like the Vince Lombardi of possums. I'm putting together a team, and we're going to play against the local teams down the road. And we're going to win.
Frank, I think you've played with your helmet off too many times.
Nah, Sally, it's all about being the best. You got to be strong to play, and I got to get them possums in shape.
Okay, Frank, so football is like banking. You've got to be at your best at all times. You cannot let your guard down. Always staying on top of security and safety. Always encouraging the team to do their best off the field and on. I never realized how much football was like our local bank, Bayport State Bank. They must practice a lot.
Well, Sally, I would say Bayport State Bank strives to score a touchdown with every customer.
Aw, Frank, I'll let you run interference for me anytime.
Bayport State Bank invites you to join them at all the local homecoming games. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Listen in every Sunday to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network, as we discuss for 60 minutes of high school football every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. on WLWSports.com and Sports Radio 102.1. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call tonight. Kayla O'Neill has the night off as she's at a family wedding in Ohio, so it's just the three men up here in the booth tonight. And for 7 years, Adam Grabowskis was at the helm of the Weald L. Lakers. Over that time, the Green Machine went 39-29, winning one divisional title and one district championship. After Grabowskis left for Jackson Northwest, Steve Verberg was brought in to pick up where he left off. So far, he has done just that and then some. The Lakers enter tonight at 5-1, 3-0 in divisional play, and have not lost since week number one when they fell short by one touchdown on the road to perennial powerhouse Hudson.
Well, Coach Verberg brought in the double wing offense, and so far it's been quite successful. The other thing that he has continued on is their defense is strong. They are very tough, especially in the trenches, and the team seems to be buying into the concept, buying into the game plan, and they have really exceeded expectations so far in the new offense.
A lot of things have changed for the squad, including their offensive scheme and defensive intensity. One thing that has not changed in the past 3 years is four-year starter Brennan Wisner. He was brought up as a freshman to play in the secondary game we were at, but soon found himself under center. Now senior, Brennan Wisner anchors both sides of the ball for the Lakers.
Yeah, and want to note that he played very well in the second half of that game, so well that he's been quarterbacking every game since when he's healthy. Just looking back at Brennan Wisner's past few games against Vassar, he was 9-12 passing for a 166 and 3 scores. And oh, by the way, he had a couple interceptions on the defensive side of the ball. Cass City, he was 7-13 for another 120 yards and a score. And against Reese, 4-8 for 144 and a score. And two scores there. But keep in mind, the stat you're not hearing about is Brennan Wisner running the football. They've done a really good job of having him hand it off. He's throwing some passes from the pocket, but he's keeping his running to a minimum, and I think for two reasons. Number one, they got to keep him healthy. And number two, they're saving his best for this time of the year and playoff time.
The backfield of Lakers is perhaps the strongest it has been in a few years, and that's saying something, especially after having Hunter Seeley on their roster. It doesn't matter the down, the green and white have especially back for that specific scenario.
Yeah, the guy you're looking at is number 8, Jake Kretschmer. You'll hear his name all night, both sides of the football. Against Vassar, he had 81 yards on the ground on just 8 carries. He also caught a couple passes and a score. Against Reese, 14 carries, 73 yards and a score. He's a very busy guy, but there's two other change of pace backs that get just enough carries where they can be explosive and take the pressure off Kretschmer and Wisner. That's Taylor Cady and Preston Warren. They are your double wing running backs outside the tight ends. They will get some misdirections, some pitches to the outside, but do a lot of sealing the edges blocking to try and spring Wisner and Kretschmer to the outside.
Lakers is boasting the highest producing offense in all of the Greater Thumb Conference. Elkton Pigeon Bayport is averaging 37.6 points a game and is coming off of a 60-point performance just a week ago against Vassar. But that's not where the conference topping numbers end. The Lakers' defense has also been turning heads all season long.
They are the number one rated defense in all of the Greater Thumb Conference as well, giving up just 11.6 points per game against Reese.